your spouse isn't supposed to complete you. It sounds almost unromantic to say out loud, especially after a wedding filled with vows about becoming one and finding your other half. But this idea, however sweet it sounds in a toast, quietly places a weight on marriage that no person was ever meant to carry. When we expect a spouse to fill every gap, heal every wound, and finish every unfinished part of us, we are asking them to do a job that belongs to someone else entirely. If you have ever felt disappointed that your husband or wife could not read your mind, meet every emotional need, or make the loneliness disappear completely, you are not alone. Many couples arrive at marriage believing this is exactly what love is supposed to do. Then reality sets in, and the disappointment can feel like something went wrong. Often, nothing went wrong at all. The expectation itself was the problem. Movies, songs, and even well-meaning wedding speeches often plant the idea that a spouse will finish what is missing in us. It is a beautiful line for a film. It is a heavy burden for a real marriage. Two imperfect people, each carrying their own history, insecurities, and needs, cannot possibly satisfy every longing in the other person's heart. Expecting that from a spouse sets both partners up to fail before the marriage even has a chance to grow. There is also a quieter reason this belief takes root. Loneliness is uncomfortable, and marriage promises companionship. So it feels natural to assume that companionship should erase loneliness entirely. However, even the closest marriages still leave room for moments of solitude, unmet expectations, and personal struggles that a spouse simply cannot fix. Saying your spouse isn't supposed to complete you does not mean marriage lacks depth or meaning. It means the deepest parts of your identity, your worth, and your sense of peace were never designed to come from another flawed human being. Your spouse can support you, encourage you, and walk alongside you through hardship. Still, only faith, self-understanding, and a relationship with God can fill the places that feel empty at your core. Once this truth settles in, something shifts. Instead of quietly resenting your spouse for not meeting an impossible standard, you begin to see them as a partner rather than a rescuer. That shift alone can soften years of built-up frustration. When couples believe their spouse should complete them, small disappointments start to feel like betrayals. A husband who wants a quiet evening alone can feel like rejection. A wife who needs a night with friends can feel like abandonment. Over time, this pressure turns ordinary human needs into evidence that something is wrong with the marriage. This kind of pressure also breeds quiet exhaustion. A spouse who feels responsible for another person's entire emotional world will eventually run out of energy. No one can pour from an empty cup indefinitely, and as a result, resentment can creep in on both sides, even in marriages built on genuine love. For couples of faith, this truth becomes even clearer. Scripture never presents marriage as the source of a person's identity or peace. Instead, it points to God as the one who fills what is lacking in the human heart. When both spouses root their sense of worth in their faith rather than in each other, marriage becomes lighter. There is less grasping and less quiet disappointment. Releasing the belief that your spouse isn't supposed to complete you takes practice, not a single decision. Start by naming the expectations you may not even realize you are carrying. Build a life outside the marriage as well as within it. Friendships, hobbies, and personal faith practices are not threats to a marriage. They are actually what make a marriage sustainable. Finally, talk about this openly with your spouse. Simply naming the pressure out loud together often relieves it. Most couples find relief once they realize they are both quietly trying to be everything for each other and both feeling like they are falling short. Your spouse isn't supposed to complete you, and that is not a discouraging truth. It is a freeing one. A marriage built on two people who are each growing in their own faith and identity, rather than demanding wholeness from one another, tends to hold steady through far more than a marriage built on unrealistic expectations. When you stop asking your spouse to be everything, you often find you enjoy each other so much more. If you want to keep growing in your faith outside of marriage as well, come follow along at Walking with the Lord for daily biblical encouragement. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.